With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Congress is back in session with Democrats in charge of the House. First order of business, trying to reopen the government, which remains partially shut down. Natalie Andrews of The Wall Street Journal will have more in a moment. First, some headlines. We're watching financial markets closely Thursday and one stock in particular, Apple. Late Wednesday, Apple revealed that holiday sales will come in even lower than the company's forecast, which disappointed investors when it was provided last quarter. The iPhone maker said that it now expects fiscal first quarter revenue of about $84 billion, down from the previous sales forecast range of $89 billion to $93 billion. In a letter to shareholders, Apple CEO Tim Cook cited economic deceleration in China, which has helped to lower iPhone revenue. In advance of Thursday's opening of Congress, President Trump invited top lawmakers from both parties to the White House to try to find some common ground on reopening the federal government and to discuss his wish for spending on a border wall. We'll discuss what happened at the meeting in just a moment with the Journal's Natalie Andrews. Ahead of the meeting, President Trump remained insistent on a wall, saying it was necessary for border security, and defended the $5.6 billion price tag.
The $5.6 billion approved by the House is such a small amount compared to the level of the problem. When you see that the Democrats want to give away $12 billion extra, and we're giving away $54 billion in foreign aid. So we give money to countries, but we don't give money to our own country, which is another thing that I've been complaining about, and we're cutting that back. It's very unfair.
Mr. Trump spoke at a cabinet meeting at the White House. The credit reporting industry has largely escaped new oversight from Washington following the 2017 hack of Equifax that exposed the personal information of millions of Americans. That could change in 2019 when Democrats take over the House of Representatives. House Democrats have put legislation responding to the Equifax hack at the top of their agenda for this year. A handful of existing proposals, some bipartisan, offer a roadmap for possible changes to how the industry handles consumer information, including subjecting credit reporting companies to tougher cybersecurity standards and making it easier for consumers to fix errors on their credit reports. Lawmakers from both parties harshly criticized Equifax after the company announced the data breach that resulted in the loss of Social Security numbers and other sensitive personal information of 148 million people. Still ahead, Congress is back in session Thursday. The new Congress convenes Thursday, a divided Congress with Democrats now in control of the House of Representatives. The Wall Street Journal says Congress's ability to govern will be put to the test as lawmakers look to end the partial government shutdown, which is nearly 2 weeks old. Let's talk about what's expected to happen on day one of the new session with Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Natalie Andrews, who's on Capitol Hill. Natalie, we'll get to that in a minute, but as most of us know here, President Trump convened a meeting at the White House with top lawmakers from both parties to try to, I guess, get the needle moving on ending the government shutdown. What happened, if anything?
Well, they definitely didn't end the meeting with any sort of deal or resolve. It is very clear that they're going to be going in with kind of an impasse still continuing. We don't really have anyone budging on either side.
Yeah, I guess there were statements issued by, for instance, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and soon-to-be House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that basically things went nowhere. Nothing much was resolved.
Yeah, Republicans left the meeting saying that the Democrats had interrupted them and interrupted the briefing. Democrats said, for their part, that the briefing was on border security, and they had arrived wanting to talk about how to resolve the shutdown and wanting to talk about the legislation that House Democrats vote on tomorrow. So it sounds like almost immediately when the briefing started, this impasse really showed its colors, and you had Republicans wanting to talk about border security, Democrats wanting to talk about legislation that's coming up, and they just weren't coming together. It is progress that they were willing to get in the same room. Kevin McCarthy said that President Trump invited the Democrats and Republicans to come back to the White House on Friday. We don't have commitments yet on whether that meeting will happen, but it's certainly something we're following.
Natalie, bills originate in the House, so aren't Democrats planning to offer a package of spending bills in a bid to reopen the government?
House Democrats on Thursday, when the new Congress convenes, plan to have two votes regarding spending. The first will be a package of six full-year spending bills that would fund most of the rest of the government that's shut down, with the exception of Department of Homeland Security. Then they'll have a second vote, and that would fund the Department of Homeland Security through February 8th. And the reason why they're doing this is because the six full-year spending bills are Senate-passed bills. Their idea is to kind of pressure Mitch McConnell to bring up these bills, saying, hey, these were bipartisan bills negotiated here. Why don't you pass these and send them to Donald Trump and make him try to deal with signing it? Parties have been looking at these bills as leverage in certain areas. So,
Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has said it's up to Senate Democrats and President Trump to resolve the deadlock over how or whether to include funding for a border wall. Isn't it true he doesn't have the necessary votes to advance spending bills, and also that he won't send a bill to the White House that he thinks the president would veto?
What's interesting is, if these bills went to the floor, they might have 60 votes. These are bills that Republicans had supported, but Mitch McConnell doesn't want to put bills up that the president is not supporting. He's a Republican. The president's a Republican. They want to be united there and pass a spending bill that the Republican president will support. So while he may be able to get 60 votes, it's not what he's going for in this particular instance.
So it's unlikely that House Democrats could pass any bill that would advance in the Senate, and this could be a pattern that may persist for a long time, and so it's likely that the government could remain partially shut down for quite a while?
We don't see any break in the gridlock right now. I can for sure say that. I mean, this meeting didn't come with any sort of big announcement or deal from it right now. We're just watching to see if the two sides come back together or if there's some sort of negotiation that happens in the meantime.
Wouldn't you say at this point that the pressure is really on both leaders of the chambers? The pressure is on House Speaker, soon-to-be House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to get results and also keep her party unified in the process. There's also pressure on Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate because, you know, looking ahead, there are quite a few Senate seats with incumbent Republicans that are up for grabs.
There are. The political dynamics change with this new Congress. You do have Republicans who are going to be vulnerable, such as Senator Gardner in Colorado. He's running in a swing state that's becoming increasingly more blue. Susan Collins in Maine. So you do have some different political dynamics that may impact a border discussion, an immigration discussion. But you also have a president who on December 11th said that he would own this shutdown. And so we don't see a lot of Democrats worried about the responsibility or the onus being on them at this point, as long as they're passing legislation and trying to get to a solution.
Right. There's little incentive for the Democrats to do anything as far as a border wall is concerned.
Yeah, their base, their party doesn't want a border wall. They just campaigned against the president's immigration policies and won the House majority, so they don't see a real incentive to suddenly come back and give the president his border wall that he has made a big political point of his campaign. It would be a big win for him. They don't see any incentive to give him a win.
Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Natalie Andrews joining us from Washington. Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.